Right then, Gary, this Liverpool back four, how different a test is this going to be for Emre Can?
Well, it will be. I think that we've not seen him play as a centre-back in a back four. It's obviously different. I think he did reasonably well. I think he did very well, in fact, in a centre-back in a back three. And I just mean, Jamie, you're a lot closer to it than I am in terms of, do you think that's the end of the back three, or do you think it's just down to the injuries to Skrtel and Sacco? Because we were lauding this Liverpool team 2-3 weeks ago. They're in fantastic form. Or do you think think it's just a case of injuries, or do you think now actually Liverpool are going to stick with the back four?
I think it may be a case of injuries, because Liverpool were playing so well. We were lauding them, as you were saying. And I'm surprised he's actually gone with Can in a back four at centre-back. I thought he'd always think, no, back three. He could have done that tonight. You know, we'll see as the game progresses. But I think with Sacco being out, Skrtel being out, I mean, Skrtel's back for the weekend of the semi-final. It'll be interesting what he does then. Would you want to see Can up against Benteke and Agbonlahor in a semi-final at Wembley? So you may go to a back three, because Skrtel will come straight back into the team. I think Can will always play. He's been his best signing. And I just think it suits them a lot better. Coutinho, we've got him here in maybe a wide left. It could be a wide right role. I saw Liverpool at Blackburn in the Cup. Coutinho started wide right. And he always looks better centrally coming in. I think it may suit him better coming in onto his right foot. But I think that system that's being used, I think it's shown that it suited this group of players more. Now, if he stays with this to the end of the season, who knows? But I think we'll find out more at the weekend when Skrtel's back.
I think both back fours are interesting. If you look at Newcastle's back four, they had Colback at left-back last week. They've put Anita there tonight. Jan Matt's been playing full-back, but he's at centre-back. They're the areas that Liverpool, if you're looking at Coutinho, Sterling and Ibe, not what you would call a true centre-forward amongst them. I think, but if they get isolated with that back four, they'll cause them massive problems. The pace they've got, they're inventive, they can beat a man. It's just, if Newcastle can play deep and frustrate them, they haven't got a presence up there. And that's something, if I was Newcastle, I'd be looking at and thinking, you know, try and sort of get players around them. The last thing you want is these players isolated. So these three in front are going to have to protect that back four really well. And these two are going to have to work hard. And if they do that, it could become frustrating for Liverpool, because I can't see crosses from deep areas being a problem for Newcastle. I think crosses potentially from down in this sort of zone here could be pullbacks and things like that. But they've going to have to work hard to get there. And I think this Newcastle team could play deep tonight on the counter-attack. I think that's what I would do if I was looking at the team that they've put out.
What does it say about this young man that he's thrown straight back in?
Jordan Ibe, well, he said in the week in his press conference, as soon as he'd come back in, he'd be an outstanding in training. Now, we're looking at him now in a wing-back position. He's a natural winger, we know that. So maybe it could suit him even more. I think the thing we were all impressed with was his understanding of the game for such a young player, to doing his attacking bit. This is what I'm sure we'll see tonight going forward. But also defensively, how responsible he was at times, finding himself in full-back positions. This was the game when he got put in against Everton, the Merseyside derby. Great show of faith by Brendan Rodgers. And he was the best player on the pitch. We give him man of the match. We did the game. And he's got that thing that a lot of young players have. He hasn't got that fear. He's very brave. He goes forward. And also with young players, sometimes you think they lack a bit of power and strength. He's also got that. So he's got that power, that strength, that pace to hurt teams. And we may see more of him now actually getting forward, because he's playing a winger role rather than the wing-back position.
And Gary, you've talked about Newcastle's back four. What about Newcastle going forward? Again, the manager will want more, but does that Liverpool back four give them a chance?
Well, potentially, I think what we're talking about at that end, if you could isolate potentially Lovren and Can, maybe a little bit of lack of mobility in the centre-back positions for Liverpool around their feet, if you can get tight to them. Aubameyang, Perez and Cabella have got decent feet, but they're unreliable forwards at best, and they're not consistent, but they've got something. They've got that little bit of spark. They could go and do something stupid, but they're going to have to get into that position. And I don't think Liverpool's midfield three of Henderson, Lucas and Allen will be that disrespectful to allow the centre-backs to be run at by those three. I think the hard-working, the conscientious midfield players who all like to put the foot in, they all like to get about the pitch, they've got good energy. But if these three do go wandering in, they get caught up the pitch. But I think what they're going to have to do tonight, Newcastle, is that in a wider context of the game, away from tactics or anything, is I would imagine it's going to be a little bit flat there at Anfield tonight, and the fans will be coming there expecting a win. They'll want the atmosphere to be sort of generated by the team, and they'll want moments to happen. So Newcastle, have got to try and build that anxiety in the crowd where there's a little bit of frustration. And then you might see Allen and Henderson and Lucas lose a little bit of discipline by going forward to chase the game. And that could then open up a few spaces because Johnson and Moreno could also get caught forward. But I think if Liverpool play the game properly, they shouldn't have a problem tonight.